You know, Brittany, nothing gives me naked confidence like hitting the gym first thing in the morning. The rush, the endorphins, it just sets the tone for the entire day.
Ooh, I like that. Naked confidence.
Yeah.
It's all about the perfect playlist for me. The right music can uplift my mood instantly.
You know what a close second is for me?
What's that?
Not stinking. That's why I use Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. It's like a secret weapon against odor, powered by mandelic acid.
Yeah, you're odor-free for up to 72 hours. I love how Lumi tackles every odor concern with natural ingredients, and I appreciate its versatility. I've tried it everywhere, from pits to feet. It never disappoints. Plus, it's baking soda-free and pH balanced for safe use.
And the fact that it's clinically proven to block odor all day, well, that's a game changer.
Definitely. And with Lumi Starter Pack, new customers can get $5 off with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com. It's a great deal for a fresh start.
Don't miss out on feeling confident everywhere you go. Visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code TLC for a special discount.
That's LumiDeodorant.com. Cheers to confidence with Lumi.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Apparently he's really hard to work with on the
really?
Netflix series. Someone had just come out, which I don't
Those
necessarily believe because
so
some
good.
People are just soft. I think Tim Allen's great. He did go to prison, but whatever.
What?
Yeah. Tim Allen went to prison before he was Tim Allen.
For what?
I think theft. It was cocaine.
Are you
He
serious?
Went to jail for cocaine. The Santa Claus went to jail for cocaine.
That was actually
Tim Allen.
Coke.
You're listening to the Laughing Couple podcast with your hosts, Brittany and Ryan Ostafy. Join them weekly as they discuss topics such as relationships, kids, sex, parenting, all unfiltered and all with a healthy dose of laughter. Please welcome your hosts, Brittany and Ryan Ostafy.
Ho. Name the movie.
Fuckers.
No, name the movie. Ho.
That weird Santa Claus movie we saw?
No.
The bad.
This is a quotable line from a movie that nobody quotes when they're quoting this movie.
Can you give me another quote from the movie?
Yes, but like a obscure one?
Sure.
I can't get up. So far, it sounds very pornographic.
Yeah.
Ho. No, I can't get up.
I need another one. Okay. Oh, wait, hold on. I feel like I know. I don't know. I need one more.
Okay. Here's another one. Here's a clue that's not a saying, but okay. The furnace breaks and it pisses the father off.
Christmas Vacation?
Nope.
No.
Greatest Christmas movie of all time, by the way. Chevy Chase.
I know, but like that's what you're saying. Like people
okay,
have
here's another quotable part from that movie. Oh, fudge.
I have no idea.
But I didn't say fudge.
I don't know.
Okay, here's the most
Jake,
quotable.
Are you?
Here's the most quotable line from the movie.
It's some like indie film no one's ever seen before.
No, it's probably one of the most popular Christmas movies of all time.
Okay.
Top five
really?
Popular of all time. Yeah. Here's the line that everyone knows. You shoot your eye out.
I was going to say because and now I'm completely blanking, but it's with the light and the leg.
Yeah, the light and the leg.
Oh, God, fuck. What is that called?
Fragile.
And was it like the guy who his tongue got stuck to the thing?
That is
like,
the movie.
And that's the scene where he's
that
like,
is not
I'm
the
fallen.
Scene.
Oh,
no.
It's not a Christmas story.
It is a Christmas story.
It is a Christmas story.
So when he goes and
I'm not going to lie. I don't think I've ever quoted that movie in my life.
Oh, well.
But I know the movie.
It's a quotable movie. Apparently I got like seven of them. I've seen that movie once or twice. It's the scene where he goes up, waits in line forever to see Santa Claus.
Okay.
And he finally gets there and he's the last one and they cut it off and he's begging Santa because he wants a Red Ryder BB gun. He's begging Santa
to let
him in. And they finally let him in and he gets up top and he blanks out and he can't say anything. And Santa's like, all pissed off at him. And so they throw him down the slide and he stops himself down the slide and he like pulls himself up. And then the elf literally takes her foot and pushes his head down.
Wow, that's aggressive.
Ho, ho, ho.
That did not even sound like you.
Thank you. But it's you weird. you have peanut butter on your
It's not. It's actually paint.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So how did you get peanut butter on your phone? We're not allowed to send peanut butter to school. Yeah, oh, by the way, I would know that. I've done it twice.
It was like a vat of peanut butter the last time.
What is that? What's a vat?
Like a big ass vat.
What does a vat mean?
Just like a big like container. Like, I don't even know.
Do you know what a vat is? Oh. It was not a deep fryer.
It obviously not. I'm just saying it was so large that you were like the amount of peanut butter that you sent was like embarrassing.
It was three full large
vat size
spoons of peanut butter with apples.
Okay. Anyways. Yeah. Okay. Let's move on. We have a bunch of,
this is a Christmas episode.
It is.
Yeah. Last Christmas we had this conversation. It was not a debate, but it was a question. And I'm going to ask it again because there's some of you that did not listen to our Christmas episode last year. The rules have changed around the jolly old fat man. People are starting to become aware of their surroundings, and rightfully so. We growing up as kids, we got, I would say to a certain degree, spoiled at Christmas. And I would think that you also got spoiled at Christmas. My mom started shopping in January and ended right before Christmas. So she was able to stretch her dollar all year long so that at Christmas we were spoiled, and we were spoiled. I never thought as a child, not once did I think as a child when I came back to school and people, what'd you get for Christmas? Not once did I consider that some of the people in my class did not get spoiled. I just shared what I got. And I never thought, because maybe I'm a narcissist or something, according to the most recent comment on our podcast, because I'm a narcissist, I didn't recognize that there were kids that would correlate not getting as much gifts as I got as them not being good kids. Because mm-hmm. I'm a kid. Why would I think that? Why would any kid actually be able to take their world outside of their own head and think about the person beside them? I never thought that the amount of gifts that I got were because I was a good boy. And I never thought that if you didn't get a lot of gifts, it's because you were a bad boy. But I can see that if you didn't get a lot of gifts and someone did get a lot of gifts, you'd probably say, well, I thought I was good. And that's very confusing for kids. And so more and more parents are starting to recognize this, and they're starting to peel back the jolly old fat man gifts and insert more of the mom and dad gifts. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm pro that. I think that it's okay to give gifts from Santa. I think it's also about the communication of what you say to your kids. Like, you know, maybe there's one gift each from Santa, or maybe there's a bunch, however you want to do it. But I don't think it should be a narrative of, you were such a good kid, look how many gifts Santa got you. You know what I mean? Like, it can be just like, well, Santa, kids are at school, Santa got me 5 presents. Oh, Santa only got me 1. It should just be like, oh, well, you know, like, this is something that I really asked for, or like maybe those 5 gifts equal to the price of the one, whatever it is. But I think as a parent, it's your job not to be like, you got so many gifts because you were so good. Because no matter what, there are going to be parents who don't talk to their kids about that. Like, everyone kind of has a different conversation. I personally think that you should have more gifts coming from the parents than Santa to avoid this. Like, this year we're giving 2 gifts from Santa to the kids. And that's it. Everything else is coming from us.
And I forcefully agree with this.
Forcefully?
Yeah. Well, I don't think I have a say in it. And at the same token, so we listened to something the other day. I sent you it on Instagram, and I thought it was so brilliantly articulated that I'm going to share it, not as articulate as this, because I'm just not good with words the way that this gentleman was. He described this feeling that we have around Christmas, and the way that he described it was so brilliant. He said, when you're a kid, especially when you're in the school, like early school, so kindergarten to call it grade 3, grade 4, whenever that surprise ends, you are surrounded by Christmas. Come December 1st, your classroom has Christmas lights in it. You're playing Christmas music. You're getting your choir together. You're getting your recital together. You're writing Christmas things to Santa Claus. Every craft that you do is somewhat Christmas related. When your parents pick you up from school, there's Christmas music. When you come home, there's a Christmas tree, Christmas music. You're just everywhere you look is Christmas, and your parents take you to Christmas things and you do Christmas things. And then all of a sudden Christmas happens. And as a kid, because you're surrounded by Christmas, you think Christmas is just everywhere, mm-hmm. and it is everywhere. And then at some point in time in your life, you recognize that it's not everywhere. What it is your teacher's committed to Christmas. Your principal's committed to Christmas. Your parents are committed to Christmas. Your grandparents are committed to Christmas.
Committed to the preparation of Christmas.
You recognize that someone is doing it for you. Mm-hmm. And when you realize that somebody is doing it for you, you do lose a degree of magic. And then at some point in your life, you have to start doing it for yourself. And then at some point in your life, you have to start doing it for others. And it never feels like Christmas. Mm-hmm. It feels like a version of Christmas, but the magic of it is gone. Why do I bring this up? I bring this up because for me, it's all about the magic. Mm-hmm. And the most magical thing about Christmas for children is Santa Claus.
You know what's really funny to add? Not funny. Somebody sent this to me, and it was a dad posted on Facebook, and it was talking about, like, his son, I think, was at the age where he was questioning Santa Claus. And I think I've saved it somewhere in my phone, but just to reiterate, basically, he said, you know, he sat his son down. He said, listen, like, yes, you are correct. Like, Santa Claus is mom and dad, but you are now let in on this secret. The secret is, you know, the magic of Christmas. Like, people are like, oh, we'll just, like, get them to believe into the magic of Christmas. But he went further and said, it's not only the magic of Christmas, but it's about giving gifts, because they had a little sister. It's about giving gifts to your little sister or anybody at school. And you are in this little club of, the magic is not needing to take responsibility or needing the credit. The magic is seeing somebody else's happiness and not having to be like, I caused that. Like, it's that it lives in that world, because Santa Claus can be anybody, but you don't need to take credit for that. The magic is seeing somebody so happy receiving a gift and thinking that it is from magic. Like, it's not about the credit. It's not about the responsibility, because that's not what Christmas is about. It's about having other people having other people be surrounded by that magic and not having to be like, I got that for you. Like a very selfless
gifting.
Yeah.
I like that.
It was, honestly, I'll have to find the post and send it to you, because it's articulated so lovely. And when Riley does hit that, which I think we have maybe 2 years, although she freaked the fuck out this morning with the elves because I secretly put them in my sweater because they were just sitting down. And then I already had stuff set up at the front door, and it was literally a matter of like 26 seconds. And she went to the front door because they forgot to get their lunches out. And that she was like, what? Like, she literally was like, Mom, they were right here. Like, didn't notice that I had taken them. And she was flipping, and I was like,
that's amazing.
Yes.
Like, such a cool thing. The ability to believe, mm-hmm. whether it's Santa Claus or anything along those lines, the idea that you do not necessarily require evidence to believe in something. And then when evidence presents itself, it like validates it for you.
You're almost like, whoa, shit.
Guys, have you tried the new wellness shots from Good Vibes Juice?
We have, and they're amazing. Perfect for boosting immunity and feeling great.
Good Vibes Juice makes all natural wellness shots with ingredients that support your immune system.
And they honestly taste good. Plus, they're great to have before you feel sick or even to help you recover faster.
It's like having granny's homemade remedy, but conveniently pre-made.
They have 3 different shots to choose from: Sick Day, Get Well, and Turmeric Daily. The Sick Day shot has echinacea and ginger, known for fighting off colds and boosting immunity.
The Get Well shots feature elderberry, a superfood ingredient that helps increase immunity, and the Turmeric Daily has turmeric and chamomile. My personal favorite is the Turmeric Daily. It has turmeric and chamomile, which for me, having recently turned 40, is great for anti-inflammatory and calming properties.
What's great is that these shots are all natural with no preservatives or additives. You can take them as a shot or mix them with hot water for a soothing tea.
And here's the best part. Visit goodvibes with an S, juice.com and use promo code TLC to get free shipping and 20% off your first order.
That's www.goodvibesjuice.com with promo code TLC. Let's boost our immunity and feel great with Good Vibes Juice.
Shout out to Claritin for providing samples and sponsoring this episode. Full disclosure, I was listening to you talk the other day and I was thinking to myself, why does he sound that way? And then I remembered that it's allergy season and that's just your voice because you're so stuffed up.
Ah, yes, the old allergy congested accent. Luckily for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Claritin D's fast symptom relief starts working on allergies with nasal congestion in as little as 30 minutes.
Oh, perfect. So I won't have to listen to you speak like this for the next few weeks?
What, you're not into it? It's not endearing?
No comment. Designed for serious allergy sufferers like Ryan.
Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better.
Claritin D tackles nasal congestion caused by allergies or a cold and also relieves sinus congestion and pressure due to allergies.
Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away.
So convenient. Just ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription.
Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear.
And remember, only use as directed.
So not my last year of Christmas, but my second last year of Christmas, we lived in Barrie, Ontario. And my sisters shared this room at the front of the house. It was a massive room. I was super jealous of it, but whatever. They had to share it, so screw them. I had my own room. They had to share this massive room. But right outside their window, they had like three or four windows. Right outside their window was this little teeny peak roof. And my mom, while they slept, literally opened up the window, crawled out. Oh, now, I'm talking God. Like this is second floor. Like she could easily have died and put her body.
Can you imagine?
I bet you it happens multiple times a year.
People die. God, what a tragedy.
Have you never seen the Santa Claus movie with Tim Allen?
Yes.
Santa did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, great movie. Apparently he's really hard to work with on the Netflix series. Someone had just come out, which I don't
Those
necessarily believe
because so
some
good.
People are just soft. I think Tim Allen's great. He did go to prison, but whatever.
What?
Yeah. Tim Allen went to prison before he was Tim Allen.
For what?
I think theft. It was cocaine.
Are you
He
serious?
Went to jail for cocaine. The Santa Claus went to jail for cocaine. Anyways.
Oh my God. Definitely into different kind of tools.
Anyways, so my mom comes out, my mom sits and she literally puts her whole body like she had fallen on the roof. And
oh my God. Yeah. I did not know your mom did that.
Yeah, she did it. And the best thing is like they talked about it now that we're all adults. They talked about how careful they had to be. Not only did she have to put her hands properly, but she had to make sure that she didn't exit
right.
from the window
because right.
you'd see her body going the other way. Yeah. So my mom literally had to stand on the window ledge, turn the fuck around, and then kind of step out of the window backwards to land like she would have landed if she was Santa Claus. The commitment that woman
honestly.
Had to our magic. My cousins were a little bit older than me that year. Oh, you know, Santa's not real. Yeah. I'm like, the fuck he's not.
Yeah.
He fell from the roof of our house onto the mini roof of our house. And I saw his body.
Yeah.
And the best part is, so my dad was on the other side with a towel. So when my mom came in, she never transferred the snow into the house.
Right.
Like literally Amazing. What my parents did. Now, what I didn't know is at that time, both my sisters knew I was the only one at that age that didn't know.
Yeah.
And so,
but they like, that was probably cute for them to be like, oh my God, Ryan still believes like that.
I don't know if they know my mom was doing that while they were there. I've never asked that question.
You should ask them.
I'm going to ask that when I see them next time.
Okay, I have
probably around Christmas.
Do you want to read some of these
what
stories?
What a cool story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to read some of these?
Okay. Yeah. We can read.
So we'll go back and forth from the ones that you guys have sent in and the ones that I have found.
Do you have
internet.
A funny Christmas story before we start?
I really don't.
I have a funny Christmas story. Okay. As I said to Jake earlier, it's not a funny story. It's a sad story because my family dismantled after this story. But if you break it down into this as one something that happened and leave all the remaining balance of it out.
Yeah.
This part was funny. So in 1995, there was some family disruption that had occurred, and it was the first Christmas that we all got together where we weren't all together, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. So we always went to my granny and Gigi's house Christmas Eve. They literally spoiled us like crazy, spoiled us way too much now that I think about it. But the economy was much different. Anyways, they spoiled us. We'd all get together. There was a ton of grandchildren. I think there may have been 11 of us in total. Anyways, we get there and five of them are not there. And it's different. You could just feel it differently. In fact, I said to you, this was the one Christmas that I moved from being a kid to realizing that the world isn't always perfect, right? This was the Christmas that I recognized right. Something's not right and it's not fixable at this moment in time, right? So anyways, here's the story. My dad decides that he's going to have a rum and Coke or vodka and Coke. It doesn't really matter what it is. I'm pretty sure it was rum and Coke. And he had one drink. And it's important to know that he had one drink because my dad is capable of having multiple drinks. He is Ukrainian, ultimately, at the end of the day. Nastrovia, he's capable of having drinks, right?
Okay.
My dad got fucked.
From one drink?
Absolutely fucked. When I say fucked, I mean he missed us opening every single How? Present fucked.
When roofie him?
So you know in the movie Wedding Crashers when they put eye drops?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Shut up.
Yes.
Somebody put eye drops in your dad's drink?
Eye drops in my dad's drink.
Fuck off. Are you kidding?
Yeah. He
was it who I think it was?
I don't know who you think it was, who but you no yes. longer like
who you no longer speak to?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Fucked my dad right up.
Stop.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Passed out. I remember like
wow.
I got that year I got an Easton hockey stick, which is like the Wayne Gretzky Easton hockey stick.
Also, did he like shit himself?
Why is it important? Because I didn't play hockey, but I wanted that stick so bad. And I got that stick for my granny. It was left-handed and I shoot right-handed. No, no, easy return, switched it up. And I got a football that I really wanted. It was a football that I really wanted. And I kept running upstairs to show my dad what I got because he was passed the fuck out. But like he was the only one in that room that would appreciate the football that I got and the hockey stick that I got.
Yeah.
I remember that Christmas like it was yesterday. I also got a shirt that was like ripping them up or tearing them up. It was a San Francisco 49ers shirt. And I remember running up to my dad, be like, look at this shirt. And my dad's like, whoa. So when I think about it now as an adult, funny as shit,
yeah.
But super fucked up. And well, my family's never been the same ever since. So probably not the best story,
traumatic.
Funny story nonetheless.
Okay. So
my mom had to drive my dad home.
I'm going to read a couple of these.
Love
you, Dad. So this is someone else's story. Love you, Daddy. Okay. 6 years ago, I was dating a guy for a few months when Christmas rolled around. So I splurged a bit and got him a GPS to help him find his way. Thoughtful, useful, but not too sentimental because it was still new. It was perfect for where the relationship was at the time.
Okay. And well, you're giving it up now. I know the next part's funny.
And it's not even funny. It's just like, what the fuck? And he gave me an MMA magazine that clearly had been read. I do not like MMA, not even a little bit, nor have I ever expressed interest in MMA. Not once. He, on the other hand, loved all things MMA. Trying to move on, I politely thanked him, set the magazine down, and refocused on the next gift.
MMA gloves.
It was a DVD with the cellophane wrapper missing. He got a little quiet, then sheepishly volunteered, I got bored, so I watched the movie yesterday.
Oh my God, this guy actually, when I say he sounds like a winner, I don't mean it like he sounds like a winner and I'm being a dick. Yeah. This guy sounds awesome.
So you got, no, he doesn't.
He sounds so funny.
So you
to
got
me
a magazine because you wanted to read it and then watch the movie you got for me because you were bored. His only response was, well, yeah, I guess so. We broke up a week later.
Oh,
that's interesting.
And I'll be frank. It's probably a good thing that you guys broke up. I heard this story yesterday. It was not, it's not a Christmas story, but it's, you remember that girl I was telling you about that always talks about how like women should be better to their men. That girl, she's awesome. I love her because
I'm sure
she,
you do.
I really do. I would. I wish she was here for the first 10 minutes of this podcast. But anyways, that's a joke. That was a joke. That's a joke. Like, drink your coffee normally. Don't drink it so slowly because you're creeping me out. Mm-hmm. She's this woman was talking about how she went to go to the washroom. She had to take shit, and her boyfriend at the time says there's no toilet paper in there, and she kind of ignored it because she really had to take a shit. So she goes, she sits down, she digs for shit, and she says, "Hey, I'm done. Can you get me toilet paper?" And he says, "No," and she's like, "What?" Why? And he's like, "I told you there was no toilet paper. You should have gone to the other bathroom. I'm not getting you toilet paper.
I'm
doing something." So she says, "I need toilet paper." He's like, "No." And she's like, "If you don't give me toilet paper, I'm going to scream help out the window." So she did. She opened up the window and the neighbors were walking by and she just started screaming help like she was in trouble.
Oh my God.
Because she needed to wipe her ass.
What? Why the fuck wouldn't he get her toilet paper?
Because he's a dick.
What a loser.
Well, that's what this girl said. She said, "I don't know the whole story here. There's three sides to every story. But what I do know about men is if he isn't giving you toilet paper, he's not interested in you anymore."
Yeah.
Time to move on. Anyways, let's go into a funny story. This is a funny story. Funny Christmas story. My husband had his phone connected to a Bose system and was playing Christmas music while we were prepping for dinner. My mom, husband, sister, and kids were all there. My husband had to go to the washroom, so he went upstairs to the upstairs bathroom. All of a sudden, the Christmas music stopped and full-on moaning sounds started to play through our speaker.
That was coming.
Hubby was taking a shit and decided it was a good time for him to also watch porn.
Fuck off. He was having like a homemade blumpkin.
Yes. We were all dying. Oh, God. The best part about blumpkins when you're doing it to yourself is there's always hand cream in the bathroom.
What do you mean? Have you ever given yourself a blumpkin?
Theoretically speaking, when you jerk off while pooing, there's always hand cream in the bathroom. Oh, I've read this.
Okay. Yeah. Let's stick with that.
How do you recover from that? Okay. I did? I'm gone? Yeah.
You're done.
Hey, Ryan.
Yes?
You stink.
Okay.
I stink too, don't worry. Everyone actually stinks, and it's normal to have body odor, just in case you needed a reminder.
Okay, thank you for that. But the best part is, you don't have to stink. Just try Lumi Whole Body Deodorant.
You're right. And Lumi's powered by mandelic acid, tackling odor for 72 hours from pits to feet, even private areas.
It's incredible. Over 300,000 five-star reviews, and you can literally use it everywhere.
And the scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or my personal favorite, toasted coconut, make it refreshing.
Plus, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com.
And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that's over 40% off.
Stay confident from head to toe with Lumi.
Try it with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com.
That's code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com. Stay fresh, everyone.
You're done.
We'll just etch a sketch that. I've never masturbated while shitting. Okay, laugh my ass off. We're all dying downstairs. Meanwhile, he has no idea why his sound isn't coming through his phone. So when he comes downstairs, we're all dying, laughing, and he wasn't impressed. Obviously, he's never been able to live that down. Obviously. Who blumpkins?
I was opening presents with my then boyfriend in front of his huge religious family.
I thought I was going to say. I totally thought it in front of his huge dick. Yeah. Can't wait to unwrap that.
We had been together for some time and we all thought he was going to propose to me. They all waited with bated breath while I opened the tiny envelope from him that he had put a lot of thought into. The envelope contained a gift certificate for laser mole removal.
What?
Never once had I expressed any interest in removing a mole.
Oh, no.
What the fuck? People are just, I can't. That's ridiculous.
You know, okay. The sad thing about that is he probably thought he was doing a good thing.
No.
I didn't say he was doing a good thing. I said he probably thought he was doing something that's like.
Yeah, but she said like it would be different if she was like, you know, I'm really self-conscious about this mole. Like, I'd like to get it taken care of. It's expensive. She said, I've had never have any interest in that. So basically he's saying, I don't give a fuck if you didn't like, I don't like your mole.
That's an ugly mole, Melissa. Mm-hmm. And I, you know what? For Christmas, I'm going to remove it. It's like buying an MMA magazine.
This one's so bad. Can I read it really quickly?
Yeah, this one's longer. So read. Okay. Read away.
So it wasn't my family, thank God, but one of my friends. Her uncle got caught cheating at the dinner table when his phone buzzed and her aunt saw the incoming text. She was there, here at this Christmas.
Bad time.
Whatever. Like the friend. She's like, she started screaming and crying, throwing her dinner at him. My friend dared to laugh. So then her aunt turned on her and started insulting her and telling her how she'd never get a man. So then the mom stands up and starts to yell and the whole family gets involved. The aunt starts to insult everyone, calling them backstabbers and lowlifes, and then calls me an intruding bitch. I've never been invited back since.
Skanks. Yeah. My new haircut. Oh, I didn't screenshot this. Remind me to tell the story that I told you the other day.
Okay. Well, yeah. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, I don't want to give it away yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Why don't you just tell it right now?
Oh, I got to find it. That's why.
Oh, okay.
About the four sisters, stepmother from hell.
Right.
Remember? Yeah. Okay. So here's, you don't remember?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, hey, speaking of text messages, do you ever remember the first New Year's we spent together? We went out for dinner with Fred Barber and the guys from St. Mary's. And as we're sitting
at Eastside Mario's,
as we're sitting at Eastside, we get a limo to Eastside Mario's.
That was New Year's Eve, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I said. New Year's. Oh. And then. No, New Year's Eve. And then on our way, then we took the limo to Niagara Falls to gamble. Do you remember while we were sitting at Eastside Mario's and I got that text message of the vagina?
Yes.
Yeah. This is how I knew Brittany was a keeper for me, because I'm sitting there having a normal conversation. My phone buzzes. I open it up and sure enough, there's a full-fledged vagina that was sent to me. By the way, love vagina pics, but now I only have yours, you know?
Wow, you really set that up powerfully. No. By the way, I love vagina pics, but now I only have one.
But you know what? In all fairness, I was like, look at this, Brittany. I don't know why.
What a great Christmas story. And then I got this pick of this badge.
You got this big pick of
a badge.
Okay, so I come from a family that's never really done Christmas. So when I was invited to celebrate with my husband, who was a boyfriend at the time, family, I was stoked to experience my first Christmas ever, where there was holiday drinks, music, the whole shabam. I was so into it. I think the Elf movie, like she was like Elf movie hyped up for it. So naturally, I wanted to match everyone's energy and I went in on everything. Well, that year I decided to dress up all Christmassy. Mm-hmm. With a secret surprise for my now husband, then very fresh boyfriend, by wearing a scandalous stocking and garter under my shorts, festive skirt, and Santa red top. So this is a long message. This is what she said. Mm-hmm. Well, yours truly was running around and trying to help my mother-in-law, not at the time, the woman mm-hmm. that she knew, mm-hmm. Get the door for the visitors, etc. I was so excited, in fact, that while running around a very slippery floor, I decided to gracefully, not so gracefully, display my entire after dark surprise to the entire family as I slipped and fell and my skirt went flying up to my chest for the entire family to witness my garter set up in full HD and Technicolor. But aside from that present, the in-laws, nobody asked for it. There's even more to the late story. This one's I'm not going to go into this, but long story short, I love her in-laws because her in-laws were smoking dope and she had never smoked dope before. And she took a little bit of a puff and she got right fucking baked and ended up sending her mom a nice little funny messages. So that was the story. But could you imagine?
Yes.
It's not good to reveal yourself in that sense to your in-laws. Mm-mm.
That's so uncomfortable.
I'm gonna look for this story while you read.
Okay, this one is funny but also not. Okay, my dad lives in Canada, so every Christmas we would fly up there to visit everyone. This time my brother is about 6 and I'm about 8. Perfect age for traveling nightmares, right? Well, God decided to shit out snow all over the Toronto airport and we spent 8 hours on Christmas Eve trapped in the airport. My brother and I are being horribly bratty because we're hungry and want to open presents and run around. Finally, after the 8-hour delay, we get on our plane and end up back landing around 1 a.m. Now, at this point, that my mother realizes that she has no food at home for us. So she's got two starving up too late brats, no food. The only place that's open is Waffle House. So we had our Christmas dinner at Waffle House. The only other people there a bunch of drunk mall Santas who told my brother and I that we were being lied to and this whole Santa thing was a load of bullshit. Can you imagine a whole bunch of drunk Santas come in after the fucking nightmare of a day that they'd have? And they were like, hey, Santa isn't real. You're being lied to. And like hammered.
You sit on a throne of lies.
You sit on a throne of lies. Anyways, yeah. I'm like, that would be so, but great story.
So long story short, my dad's girlfriend is a raging bitch.
Yes.
She's in her 50s, never had kids, and it shows. Narcissistic, world revolves around her type of person. I'm one of four kids, and she most definitely hates me. Yay me. Anywho, last Christmas, I gave my dad two whiskey glasses that had engraved with a monogram to sit on his bar in the basement. In all caps, I found them at the thrift store this summer. Did I mention she's a raging bitch? Also, every year she gets the four of us kids a gift. My siblings get a gift card and I got a set of fucking hand towels. It's truly the most wonderful time of the year.
Can you imagine finding those monogrammed glasses? Like, what are the fucking chances?
Not good.
Not good. And also, she's so dumb. If you're going to get rid of them, go to a different town. Like, go somewhere else that she probably isn't going to visit in terms of thrifting. Or what happens if it was her dad and was like, you know, I don't like these. And then he gave them away. I don't think so.
It's true.
Sounds like he has a good relationship with her.
Absolutely. So this is a little bit of a long story. It's funny. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Oh, I wish I would have saved
it.
Okay.
Well, it's 41. We can save it.
Yeah, it's okay.
We got a whole bunch.
I worked for a company many years ago and our holiday Christmas party ended up at my boss's house. A few of us jumped in the same vehicle and he was one of them. While we were heading to his house, having the second half of our party, I was in the back seat and of course a few drinks in. As we were driving, I said, you know what I can't stand? Those weird light up reindeers people have on their lawns. As we pulled up the long driveway and started going down the hill to his beautiful home, what did I see? Not one, but numerous reindeers lit up on the lawn. That's funny, but the rest of the story is her and her friend got super drunk and stole one of them.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Stole one of them. And then when they came back to work the next day, her boss went into his office and sure as shit, the reindeer was right there. Oh my God. Getting drunk at a work Christmas party it's pretty fun.
Love it.
I miss being able to get drunk at our Christmas parties.
It doesn't hit the same when you are the owners.
No, it doesn't. Fine. Jake, I hope you had a good time. But
we had a great time.
Yeah, we came home and went to bed. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. Have yourselves a wonderful, if you're not celebrating Christmas, but you are celebrating
Happy
the holidays.
Holidays.
Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy the family. I know that it's stressful. I know that there's a lot of things going on. By the time you're listening to it, it's already over. But I hope you enjoyed yourselves. I hope you take care of yourselves. And yeah, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and all that fun stuff. Ho, ho, ho. Kind of shoot your eye out, bitch.
Hey, everyone.
I'm Emily Beerley.
And I'm Jennifer Chaikin.
And we're licensed marriage and family therapists.
Owners of The Therapy Group.
And hosts of the Shrink Chicks podcast.
Every week, we bring you a new episode where we dive into therapeutic topics like inner child work, dating anxiety, family dynamics, relationships, and burnout.
Making them more relatable and understandable, leaving the psychobabble behind.
We address the things you've been dying to ask your therapist but don't know how.
And work to help you stop shooting all over yourself with the expectations society can put on us.
Tune in every Monday to Shrink Chicks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Be sure to follow along and subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Prepare to learn all about you, because in order to grow yourself, you got to know yourself.